obviously with the cast, but without it, do you think he can be even more impactful for you?
Well, I think, you know, he's going to, you know, obviously, you know, I think what he did with the cast on was, you know, I gave him a missed tackle, or talked about giving him a missed tackle last week. He, you know, or maybe it was Minnesota, one of the games, I don't know, he had the guy inside of 20 and he couldn't get that other hand around to grab him. But, you know, he's excited to be able to get back out there without the cast. And I thought, you know, he never complained about it. He just, he did everything he could do, and thought he did a nice job. I know he's looking forward to getting, you know, seeing what he can do with it. Or without it, I mean.
Rotation.
That'll be up to coach, but I mean, he's, you know, obviously he's been working back there. We had him, you know, doing some stuff really just when he had the cast on, just to, you know, keep him, you know, up to speed on it. But you know, I think we got some guys. We got a number of guys that can return now, which is a good thing to keep him fresh and, you know, see who's got the hot hand, so to speak.
You feel like you kind of kept your head above water for a few weeks with half-speed Janis and Banjo and Elliott, and now that you got your kind of full system skill that you can really build something?
Well, you know, we talked a little bit about that. I mean, you know, Coach, I'm sure, has talked about the self-scout, and we go back through, and that was one of the things we hit pretty hard on Monday, was the things that we needed to improve on and get better. And the thing, you know, some of the things, that, you know, we've done some good things as well. But there's, you know, you can always, you know, as a coach, you always want to be better and you always want to improve on the things that you've done. You know, once again, I think the one thing, and I say this all the time, even though, you know, we get some guys back and that's obviously good, but in the special teams, there's no second or third down. You still got one down you know, you can't slip. All the things that can go wrong, you know, you have to constantly be on edge to play the best that you can.
What are your impressions of Harris in the return game for them?
You know, I tell you what. Now he is, you know, any guy, he's returned three in his career for touchdowns. So I mean, anybody does that, you got to respect him. And I said that this morning. I said this is a guy that, you know, that you respect him. I mean, he had three tackles in special teams Monday night. So, you know, obviously the punt that he dropped, I mean, that's an issue that we're always concerned about when we play those guys, because he's the left-footed punter in Minnesota. You know, a lot of people, you go back and you look at all his punts, a lot of people have had trouble catching his punts. And so, I mean, it happens. But I think he's a heck of a player. I think he's a heck of a returner, and, you know, he's a heck of a special teams player.
What's made him so good as a returner?
Well, I think, number one, he's fearless. You know, I think number two, he's you know, he plays hard, plays very, very hard. And, you know, he's big, he's strong. He doesn't, you know, you have to tackle him down. You know, there's some returners that, you know, you can hit him and he'll go down. You know, you got to tackle him down. And I think that's one of the things that you always worry about, a guy that, you know, you bounce off of him or something, he gets a little seam and he's got great acceleration to go. But he always, you know, the thing that impresses me the most is how hard he plays. In all phases, whether it be returning or covering kicks. Or...